blind kid couldn't tell you what that color was if you told them.
A blind kid couldn't tell you what any color is.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
You have to guess.
Cockburnianus.
We're not talking about that today. Today we're talking about Crayola colors. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We're talking about Crayola names. Only the coolest.
The best.
Names of crayons.
Crayons.
I don't give a shit.
Crayons. Crowns. You call them crowns, you're a fucking...
if you ever call them crowns.
You should.
Back in my day, we called them crayon.
I'm a crayon kid, you know? Crayola. Crayon. Come on now.
Two
together.
I don't really care. I don't refer to them often enough to, have an opinion.
It's not a... Yeah, no. It's not. It's not a very talked about topic.
Wax sticks.
Yeah.
Sticks of colored wax, yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you work at the Crayola...
Factory.
Is that what it's called? I thought it was something else.
It would be a factory.
It's like the Crayola experience.
That's fucking stupid as hell.
Liz's brother works there.
Yeah.
As a janitor.
Crayola factory.
He's a janitor at a Crayola factory? That's hella cool.
He actually makes bank for...
No,
I
bet.
For Texas, he's making like 14.
Damn.
Right?
I think so.
Maybe it's less than 14, but I know it's more than 10.
Shit.
Oh, I was going to say like 10, but...
The sweet floors?
Regardless.
That's pretty cool.
Regardless.
Does he smell like crayons?
Apparently, if you are employee of the month, or employee of the quarter or something, they give you a big fucking crayon of your color, and you get to put the name on it. Like, you get to make a name for it, for the big...
That's cool.
His friend wanted to name it, like, the big unit, the big one.
The big one?
The big one.
Sure. Reasonable. What are you going to name your crayon?
That's my question. Is what are you naming
it? Fuck. I didn't think that was going to be the question.
That's always the... Almost not. It's almost always the question of what would you name or whatever. Especially since we're talking about names, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have a name for my crayon yet, but...
Wouldn't it be like the Glitzy Glizzy?
Oh my god.
And then it's like a sparkly brown.
It's hot dog colored.
It's hot dog colored, and it's...
That's glittery. The name of my crayon. It's hot dog colored.
It's hot dog colored.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some wild Crayola names, so that slots right in.
They unless I was looking at the wrong list, they weren't like that crazy.
I found out there's some wild ones on there for sure.
Okay, maybe I looked at the wrong list. Or maybe you looked at the wrong list.
Maybe. Mine had hex codes.
I looked at the Crayola website.
I didn't go to that website.
And then I looked at the retired ones, because you know how they retire crayons? It's so sad. Some of those stories.
Oh, I didn't see some of the... Okay, maybe that's where I messed up.
Okay, first, I got a shout out one. Because I looked at the retirement list,
mm-hmm.
and so from 1990, they retired some. 2003, they retired a few, and then consumers voted Save the Shade because they didn't want Burnt Sienna off the list, off the retirement list. So, the consumers voted. Now, in 2017, they retired Dandelion.
Okay, sure.
Which spurred the change.org petition site.
How many people signed?
94 out of 100.
That's so few.
That's so few.
Who cares about Dandelion?
It says, I want to bring back Crayola's crayon color yellow Dandelion. It greatly hurts my soul to know that a color that brought me so much joy as a child has been discontinued. 94 out of 100.
I'm glad they discontinued it. So that person could never have Dandelion ever again.
So sad. Instead, they brought Blutiful. Now, did you know
Blutiful?
Crayons have their own personalities?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Is that one autistic?
About me. Her name's Bia. Her name's Bia. She's
sure.
Blue,
okay.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I may be shy at first, but I love to share big ideas with people, especially ideas for new inventions and creative projects. Her favorite hobbies are coding apps or video games.
I nailed it. I took my... You showed me that picture of that stupid fucking crayon. I called my shot.
No, she's absolutely autistic. Mm-hmm. She's a big advocate for art-infused STEAM education, especially for inspiring girls like her.
Oh, yeah. Hella. Hella autistic. I got my Crayola list from Jenny's Crayon Collection. That's the list I looked at.
That's also the one I looked at.
Okay, good. Shout out, Jenny. What are you naming your crayon?
Crayon.
That's a horrible name.
Seriously?
It's a horrible name. What color is it?
It's whatever color you want it to be.
Ooh, that's a fancy crayon. Are you going first?
I think I'd just name mine the Glitter Crayon.
The Glitter Crayon?
I thought it was the
Glitzy Glitter?
The Glitzy Glizzy.
Glitzy that's Glizzy. What I thought he was going to name it.
Oh, no. Mine's, it's just the color of a hot dog.
No, mine's just going to be called the Glitter Crayon.
And what glitter?
It's just glitter. So when you write with it, it's clear, and then it's just glitter.
Horrible.
It's great.
Horrible.
We dressed up as crayons in my senior year of high school for Halloween. And I was just a white crayon covered in glitter. That was the glitter crayon. It's great.
That's insane. That's crazy. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I had glitter and I had a white t-shirt.
Why were you crayons?
I don't know, because why not?
I mean, we didn't. Because it's easy. Dress up in senior year, I didn't dress up.
Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't for like...
Oh, you went to like a party?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
It was reasonable. For a party.
Reasonable.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That's a more reasonable thing to do.
We didn't go to school that way.
I was like, that's fucking crazy.
No. We did not like go to class and like walk around in Halloween costumes. It was
reasonable.
Definitely for a party.
Reasonable.
Okay. Who's number 10? Who's going first?
I go first all the time.
That's not true.
Every single time I go first. Last time I went first... Time before that, I probably went first.
You definitely did not.
Okay, I'll go first, because Steven always gets us mixed up anyway, and then skips over us. Mm-hmm. My number 10 is Marvelous.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bet you can guess what color it is.
Too low. Marvelous is a really good name. I hate puns. This is a banger pun.
Yeah, well, they are crayon names, so there's quite a bit of puns.
There's a lot.
I am shocked at how many colors are named, but do not fit the name because it's not that color.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something called tangerine and it's pink.
Yeah. Nah, my colors are the colors they are. I didn't pick any of this bullshit. If it's a color, well, never mind. One of them isn't the color it should be.
Most of these are just the name. Some of them... I think most of these are pretty colors. I don't know.
Oh, all of mine are good colors. That was a...
I have more colors on here. I realized a lot of the ones that I picked started with M. And then I changed my list because I felt like I was being...
Got too many M's on the list.
Yeah. I was being a little biased and I don't know why. Who's going second?
I'll go second. My number 10 is Cornflower.
Sure.
I like that color. It's a weird color to call a crayon.
Did you pick that because of the color, or did you pick it because of the name?
Kind of a mixture of both. It's a good blue, and it's weird that they named it Cornflower. Unless cornflowers are that color, then, you know, that would make sense.
I don't like that word. I don't like cornflower.
No.
I
don't either.
Not a fan.
It's not a good name.
Reasonable.
It's like straw flower. I don't like straw flower either.
It looks like the blue that a corn tortilla chip would be if you made it not a normal colored corn tortilla chip.
What?
Like, you have a...
manufactured this to be the color that you think that it should be?
No. A corn tortilla chip is, like, just a regular... Like, it's that color, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second option that isn't, like... A normal corn tortilla chip is this color.
Nah, it's the dark blue.
The blue corn chips.
The dark blue corn chips, yeah.
Yeah. Or we're saying the same thing.
Blue corn.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
No, okay. You're saying light blue. This is dark blue.
You know, the blue. They're blue.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Corn flour, corn chips, second tier corn chip. 100%. I'm not crazy.
I don't know why you people look at me like this. I'm
not looking at you at all.
You're trying to find logic where there is none. I think they just fucking named this, and just like the other ones that don't make any goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm. I do that a lot.
We have this color. We can't think of a name. Fuck it. Let's put it into a word scrambler.
This is my dream job.
Naming crayons.
How much would... How much are you...
I would go to an office to do this job.
Sure. That's how much what's the minimum you're willing to make, though? Because you can't say, oh, six figures, you know. No. Like, fucking no. But, like, if you're making X number of dollars, you're like, I would take that job.
Are you going to be the Willy Wonka? It's like a 10-minute commute.
It's like nothing crazy.
10-minute commute. I don't know, $20 an hour?
Are you going to be the Willy Wonka of a Crayola factory?
That's it. Yeah, I'll be the terrorist, 100%. Yeah. I need my little boys that were crawling through shit, killing kids, singing songs.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro. You're, like, making them taste the wax, and depending on what it tastes like, that's what you're doing.
Lots of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, luckily, you know, crayons are non-toxic.
Never mind.
No one said anything. Something else non-toxic, Steven?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your number 10?
It's desert sand.
Desert sand. Sounds like
I don't know.
Fucking military unit.
It does. It sounds like a military operation.
I think our friend's mom was in that. 100%. Shout out Jaden. Her mom was in that. She talked about it
in
fifth grade.
She was in Desert Storm. Jaden's mom.
Yeah.
The, like, kooky lady that worked at a Starbucks in Kroger.
Yep.
Who was a hippie woman, just like her daughter, was in Desert Storm.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
She came to Ms. Leatherwood's
class. I don't believe you.
In fucking army tees and talked to us about it. If this is true, it's a core memory. It's locked in. So if this is true,
it could, I'm gaslighting myself. I guess it could have. It was 1990, 1991. And then she immediately comes home and is like, fuck the war.
Yeah.
Has a kid, and that daughter is also like, fuck the war.
It could have been Jaden, could have been Drea. One of the two.
Jaden was cool.
Yeah,
I liked her.
Yeah, Jaden was rad.
I taught her math, and they gave me homemade jam and beef jerky.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it was rad. Best jam and beef jerky I've ever had.
That's what I'm naming my crayon. Jam and beef jerky.
That's a great colored crayon.
My number 9 is Mango Tango.
That's way
Mango cool, Tango.
Mango Tango
slaps.
Mango Tango is one of those crayons that looks like it's going to be one color, and when you write with it, it's totally different.
I don't have Mango Tango on my
list. It's like a lighter orange, and then you write with it, and it's like a grapefruit reddish orange.
You're a fool to not have Mango Tango on your list.
No, I've got a different fruit at number
9. Yeah, fuck you. Don't come at me when it's not even on your list.
I see, it sounded something kind of like my number 9, so I was like, oh, that's also my number 9, but then it's not, because it's a different fruit with a different adjective.
Ooh, what's your different fruit?
Adjective. Tango? Yeah. Tango's a verb?
Yeah. It's a thing you do.
Mine's Atomic Tangerine.
Ooh, that's pretty fun. I'm not an orange guy.
I saw that one.
I like the word atomic. It's a good word.
I like all of those colors that they have on this list. Mm-hmm. The atomic, the screamings.
Mm-hmm. It makes you think it's going to be like a very vibrant, explosive orange.
Yeah, and then you go and look at the list that Jenny made, and it's absolutely not.
Yeah, this lady did really just break it down. It was pretty.
She broke it down?
Mm-hmm. Like, we out here.
She told you what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And then showed you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Bussin. She wrote a book too.
On crayons? She wrote a book on crayon colors?
Yeah, brother.
This lady deserves the big one.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. My number 9 is Razzle Dazzle Rose. It's really fun to say.
I don't like any of the Razzle Dazzles.
Yeah, I thought about Razzle
Dazzle.
I really
ones.
Like Razzle Dazzle. Razzle Dazzle's my only...
I almost had Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz did make it Razzle Dazzle.
I almost had Purple Pizzazz, but I don't like the...
They all remind me of the little people saying the old Razzle Dazzle.
The old Razzle Dazzle.
That was a little overdone.
I hate Razzle Dazzle.
Giving them the Razzle Dazzle? Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, it's a little overdone.
Big fan.
It's cop-out color. The cop-out color.
The cop-out
color. Cop-out color. What the fuck does that mean?
If you add it with... If you had Z's in your color...
Yeah.
You're not a Z. You're not a faded Z.
I feel like that kooky color.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
That's a good argument right
Reasonable.
There.
Reasonable.
Not like the other colors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, Z's are fine. I don't like Z's in multiple.
Sure.
I like the letter Z. It's a good mm-hmm. letter, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's crayons, right? So, like, these are absolutely for children. And that kid can't even fucking say the crayon name if it's got Z's in it.
Yeah.
But it tastes good, though.
Tastes like every other color.
Yeah, good.
Actually, do you think crayons...
No.
No? You don't think they taste different?
I think the smelling markers might.
I don't think they taste different. I know for a fact.
I think the smelling markers do, though, because you know how, like, you smell something and it can make it taste
sure.
that way?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, especially the stamps ones. You guys remember the stamps?
I remember
stamp markers.
I remember the fruit-scented Sharpies.
Yeah, fruit-scented Sharpies.
Hell yeah.
A horrible
you want to talk about core memory?
Oh, man.
It's cut out of my brain smelling those.
And the little... I remember the fruit-scented pencils, the colored pencils.
There's the... So Crayola had these stamp markers, so it'd be like a heart or a smiley face,
mm-hmm.
and then you just stamp it, and it's a marker, but you
but
stamp
it.
Also
sniffed?
Yeah. Yeah. Or they weren't, and I just associated with it, because I was sniffing
like,
those markers.
It smells exactly like what I want this to smell like.
My number 8 is Purple Mountain's Majesty.
That is heinously low. Purple Mountain's Majesty...
That's good.
It's on the short list. It didn't make the list.
So
also
good.
One that a child
so
would not
good.
Be able to pronounce.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
but
way,
it would be
way
fantastic
too long.
Fantastic.
Fuck that's
way too
to
long.
To listen to them.
It's really good.
I've got a different mountain at number 8. It's
okay.
a mountain... I'm sorry. I was going to say yours. It's Mountain Meadow.
Mountain
it's
Meadow.
Mountain Meadow almost made the list.
I like Mountain
and
Meadow.
And then I swapped it out
for
with
pink.
The actual my next one.
Oh, okay.
Ma, it's also green. It's screaming green.
Gross.
I really like the bright crayon colors because there's no fucking way they look like that. It's
no.
a lie.
No.
They're lying to you.
I also don't like the screaming.
I like it.
It's another cop out.
I love
there's like 8 screaming.
There's
screaming orange, screaming blue, screaming red.
I didn't realize there were so many named that. I was like, fuck yeah, that looks sick.
Yeah. Yeah. You were unique and then you weren't.
Yep.
Mm-mm. God damn.
You're unique just like everybody else.
Yeah, always.
Do you give yours?
It was Mountain Meadow.
Mountain Meadow. My next one is Dandelion.
See, it's hard because
of the story.
Because of the
heartfelt story, they took away Dandelion, which is crazy because I went to the Crayola website and I found it. And then I'm like, wait a second, did they bring it back? So then I went to Google, was like, hey, did they bring it back? And then there was no information about it.
Who writes
2017.
Yeah, who writes a blog saying,
if there
oh my
is
lord,
on,
brought...
If there's someone on change.org trying to petition to bring it back, you think there would be a story.
Not if there's only 94 people who said, yeah, I agree with you.
The person who made that petition killed themselves when it didn't hit 100. 100%.
Probably. I'm pretty sure it started in 2017, so like...
Yeah, they died to COVID. It's too bad.
They died of COVID.
Dying to COVID is not killing yourself.
Also, Dandelion yellow is a decent yellow. It's decent. Like, it's fine. Like, it's a good yellow.
Nah. Dandelion's not good.
They're bad.
Why?
They're bad.
Why?
You can make dandelion tea, it'll fuck you up.
What do you mean it'll fuck you up?
It's like a hallucinogenic, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it a poison?
No.
I think it'll fuck
you
up. You
literally can eat dandelion.
Yeah, I know.
Dandelions keep you from getting scurvy.
They have vitamin C in them?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's one of those flowers that you can eat. It's not going to poison you.
I'm thinking of Rohindron. That's the thing I'm thinking of that'll fuck you up. Rohindron? They make mad honey with it.
You can make cold brew.
Mad honey will make you hallucinate.
Wait, what's prebiotic?
Rohindron.
Oh, you're thinking rhododendron.
Rhododendron.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the shit that's about to bloom all over the place out here. Yes, that is toxic. And the funny thing is around this area, it grows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going camping and you're picking up sticks to put in your fire, you can actually, like, there have been people going to poison control because they're using the sticks for their hot dogs and shit, and then they burn it, and then it gets infused into their food, and then they
that's
eat
cool.
it. Yeah,
that's
and
really
so
cool.
they get poisoned.
Okay, so prebiotic. So I gotta tell you a prebiotic before I tell you this other fact. So
is
prebiotic is a super probiotic.
Ooh.
So it's like It's just a stronger and more robust probiotic.
Who's putting the super in front of that? Is it like some dickheads putting the super, or is it like scientifically like super?
Prebiotics are also generally more robust than probiotic supplements. So I just said more.
What the fuck is a prebiotic?
So if you were to make cold brew prebiotic dandelion iced tea.
Sounds fake.
You place two dandelion tea bags in a mason jar. Pour 2 cups of maple water over the tea bags. And steep for 8 to 12 hours.
Maple water? Go fuck yourself.
I don't know, dog.
That's my next cramp.
It's on drinksimple.com.
Two dandelion.
There are a lot of things for dandelion tea, though.
No, dandelion tea is absolutely a thing. Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Dandelions are actually really...
So Steven just straight up lied.
Sorry.
Dandelions are also good for, like, lawns and shit, so...
I was supposed to go third, but my... Continue to link up with yours. My number 7 is also a weed. It's tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Too low.
Way better than dandelion.
Tumbleweed's too low.
What was that, number 7?
Yeah.
My number 7 is Marvelous. I really like it. It's really good. It's fun to say.
Marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
It's really good.
Nope.
It's a banger right
also,
there.
Also, I think mauve is actually supposed to be pronounced mauve.
Moveless.
Gross.
Mauve.
Yuck. Gross.
But it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you
know. No, the French don't know what they're talking about. If they're pronouncing that stuff that way, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we're on track. Wild Blue Yonder.
I don't like that one because blue's in the middle of it. I want the
Wild Yonder blue.
End.
Wild Yonder.
It's either gotta end with the color or begin with the color.
What? What do you mean, end with a color?
Yeah, the last word in the sentence.
The last word, it's got to be adjective color, or adjective color, or I don't like the blues in the middle. Wild blue, yonder, blue yonder would have been great.
Blue yonder.
Can't put wild in front
blue,
of that.
Blue wild yonder. Wild yonder blue.
Wild, nah, blue yonder would have been fine.
No.
It's this would not have. Some dickhead would have sent this to my desk, and I'd have been like, fuck out of here. Get this shit out of here.
You got people working for you?
Fuck yeah, bro.
You're not just
the color guy.
You're not just making the colors yourself. You got fucking other people coming with color ideas, and you're like, I like that. Or no.
Yeah.
You fucking moron.
Yes, absolutely.
He's
Thomas Edisoning it.
Give me. what do you tell them to give you when you fire them?
Do better.
No, but like. You know, return your badge and gun. Sure. Like, what are you making them return when you fire them?
You just gotta turn in your box. Turn in your fucking crown carpenter and your box and get the fuck out of my goddamn sight.
Do you also, are you the type of boss that you hire somebody and you're like, great, and then you give them a new name? So now they have to walk around with certain names?
Yes.
So he has to return his name tag because you're taking away his identity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're stripping him of his identity.
You just don't get a name. You get what I call you, and that's it.
So
again, only $20 an
you're
hour.
You're the old razzle dazzle.
So only $20 an hour.
In making these colors, are you also making the actual colors or just naming them?
No, I don't make the colors. That's not my.
You don't want to make the
I
colors.
I name the colors.
See, I think you should be in charge of both departments.
That'd be really hard.
Because It's not, you're not like doing the work, right? It is, someone comes up with a name, you're like, I like that name. Someone comes up with a color, you're like,
okay,
no, that
sure.
color's dog shit.
Sure. You get to matchy matchy.
I like watching the videos on Reddit of people make the wax colors.
Okay,
it's very
yeah.
satisfying.
They're really cool. Yeah. Where they can make color match.
I assume it would literally be that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't, I mean, I don't have that kind of skill set, but I can name stuff all day.
What was your number 6?
Wild Blue Yonder.
Wild Blue Yonder.
Gross. Or do you just want me to go second now?
I don't remember the order.
It's Orchid. Orchid is my number 6.
Yeah.
I almost had the other Orchid, but it was too long.
Mm. But regular Orchid.
Orchid
is
a really pretty color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really nice purple.
Mm-hmm. We got the plant pocket here in the middle.
The plant pocket? The
plant pocket.
We're one away from... Oh, wait, no, I moved one.
I don't know if this is a plant. It might be. Mine is Ceres. C-E-R-I-S-E. Ceres.
You can't pronounce it, but it's on your list?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've never heard this word before. I've never seen this word before.
What is it? How is it spelled?
C-E-R-I-S-E. It's like a nice, like, burgundy pink. Like plum. Cerise. But not...
It's cerise.
Cerise. Ooh, that's fun.
Which is much better than...
Whatever I said.
Well, I think it's also better than what else it could be. Because if it's like... Cerise or
sure. Cerise, yeah.
Carice or Caris. I mean, none of that sounds good.
Cerise, that's my color. I enjoy it a lot.
Oh yeah, it's a pink.
Mm-hmm. Pink plum. Dark pink.
Yeah, I'd say like close to pink plum. It's got purple in there.
Pink plum.
Reddish pink is what it's described as.
Be a great name for a color.
My number five is Timberwolf.
It's a little low. I like that one a lot.
Timberwolf is like a grayish color. I think it's a good name for a gray.
Doesn't tell you what it is.
It's That's the why color I like it. Of the wolf.
Is it actually gray?
It's a gray wolf.
It's an implied gray?
When you say implied, yeah. That's what I implied. Okay. That's what I saw as the implication when I read Timberwolf. I said, this must be the color of a Timberwolf.
Your Timberwolf is gray?
Sure enough, yeah.
That makes sense. I don't like that. I don't like that. I can't. A blind kid couldn't tell you what that color was if you told them.
A blind kid couldn't tell you what any color is.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But, like, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
You have to guess. You never seen a Timberwolf in your life. You have no fucking idea what color that is.
Okay, Steven. Cerise.
Yeah.
What the Cerise. Fuck Cerise was.
Yeah, what is Cerise?
Yeah, but I bet it's some other language that means this color, and we're looking like idiots right now. Fucking Timberwolf doesn't mean anything. Send it back. Get this shit off my desk. What's your number, Donald?
It's Wisteria.
Wisteria? It's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Doesn't tell you what color it is, unfortunately.
Nah, if you know what the plant is, you absolutely know what color Wisteria is.
If you know what a fucking wolf looks like, you know what the color is.
No, that's not how that works.
That's how that fucking works.
That is exactly how that works.
If you're going to use a plant, a noun, to describe something...
Don't use my logic against me.
Oh, for the rest of these, I am.
Don't use my logic that I literally forgot 5.5 seconds after.
You better not have a single noun.
I got tons of nouns on here.
Okay. Well, here we go.
It leads with the color it is, though. You know?
All of them? All of them tell you what color it is?
Except for Wisteria. Except for Wisteria.
Wisteria is
okay.
The color, though.
Two of them. Top three, though, were golden. Golden didn't make the list, because why? It'd be horrible.
I agree.
Yeah, why pick any color that actually has just the color? If you picked red, you fucking loot. That's
not a good
lunacy.
Name.
No, it's a horrible name.
No, absolutely not. Wild Yonder has to have blue in it. That way you know it's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not an object. But that's a concept.
Yeah. A deaf kid will know exactly what.
What are you talking about? Yonder is a noun, John.
Yonder.
It's a place. Over yonder, that's a place.
Is that? Oh, yeah, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, and Alan's campaign. You're right.
You can name something yonder, then it's a proper
What else would yonder refer to?
I think it's an adjective, right?
How is that describing something?
It's there. It's yonder.
That's a place.
Yeah, it's over there.
Over there.
But it's general.
But it's like a direction.
Yeah.
Over yonder is not a place.
Yeah.
It is, it's like, it's over there.
Yeah, it's over there. It's
there
over
is there. Not a, pl- there,
there
is,
and yonder
is
are the
a
same word.
Place, but there is not a noun.
Yeah.
If you're saying yonder, right? You're not saying
you
are
say
yondering.
Over, if you say
you're
over,
to a place.
If you say over there, is there a noun?
I have no fucking idea.
If I say over yonder, you are picturing the spot
I am talking about. I have no fucking clue. I have not
Do you
done
just
any
use,
English.
Do you just
not
use yonder or there as like a replacement for the noun?
Yeah, it's a colloquial way to say that place.
I mean, sure.
You're not like, yondering over there.
I mean, I could.
That would be a verb.
I could.
Yonder. I'm gonna start saying that.
Yeah,
just yondering.
I'm gonna yonder right past you.
I'm gonna yonder over here.
Yeah.
Excuse me, pardon me. I just need to yonder past you.
Need to yonder on by. Absolutely.
I had an uncomfortable, short conversation with a man at the coffee shop today. I was upset, so I put my cup in the little tray. They got like a bucket for you to put your like dishes in, and then they'll take it and replace it, whatever. So I put my cup in there, and there's like. The entire bottom row is all cups, so I have to stack my cup on a different cup, and that's fine. I do that, and then this man is looking at me, so I look at this man, and he says, "Is it like the Eiffel Tower out there?" What? And I said, "I'm sorry? I don't understand." Like, and he said, "Is it like Jenga out there?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "The cups," as he points to the cups, because I stacked the cup on another cup.
He said, out there?
Yeah, he said, out there, like, I, like, and, like, looked outside. And I'm like, I have no, what the fuck does that mean, guy?
Your articles are a little confused, sir.
What the hell are you talking about, man? Come on now. Relax. I think he meant Leaning Tower of Pisa when he said Eiffel Tower the first time.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, but still, I'm still not going to immediately assume.
That guy was having a stroke.
I'm not going to assume that, like, if I stack a cup I'm not, and someone says that, I'm not going to assume they're talking to me. I assume they're just, like, speaking in their ether.
Which is also possible. Yeah,
fucking crazy people.
All right, we're in number four, or did everybody...
Number five.
Give their number five?
Mango Tango. Mango Tango. Really good.
Mango Tango.
A blind kid, no idea.
Unless you know what a mango is.
Has he tasted a mango? How's he gonna know what the fuck the color of mango is?
How is he gonna know the name of any of these?
Timberwolf. No way. He's never seen a wolf before. Ain't no way.
I've got orchid and tumbleweed. You don't know what those are unless you've seen the things.
I couldn't tell you what tumbleweed is. Some of these colors
don't even match.
And some of the colors don't even match. Who cares? A blind kid doesn't need to know what these colors are because he's not going to be coloring.
This is a conspiracy theory.
He's not going to let a blind kid color.
He can. It's going to look like dog shit regardless.
I mean, yeah.
He's like, ooh, Timberwolf, that sounds cool. And then he just starts coloring it, you know, because he's got a cool name.
He picked up orchid thinking it's Timberwolf. Yeah.
You don't think they're doing colors for Braille? Like, they don't have Braille on any of their crayons?
No.
That's
but what
up.
Does that
How
mean,
the fuck
Steven?
Is he
gonna, what does gonna, it mean?
Are you, is he coloring a Braille
if
picture?
If you've never seen...
Yeah.
It paint by Braille?
Yeah. Paint by Braille, yeah. That's $1 million idea right there.
I disagree strongly.
Don't steal it.
Who That's does mine. That... Who does that benefit? Because if you're coloring because you just like the
yeah,
motion,
the blind
that's
kid
all you're
can't
enjoying.
See it. Blind kid can't see it.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he's coloring.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. Oh, look at that, son.
Oh, look, little Timmy painted this and...
Put it on your fridge and you're like, my blind kid painted that. They're like, that looks like fucking dog shit.
His favorite crayon color is Timberwolf
fucking,
and it's fucking
and it pisses
hysteria.
Me off. I hate him. Why
you hate him?
Why I make him... color all these
nah if you're blind
so,
kid, if
so
you're blind kid color
yeah.
something
it's for parents who hate their blind children
yeah parents who hate their blind children
no that's an easy fix
Braille paint.
Because your kid's coloring shit and you just tell them you put it on the fridge but they'll never know
sure but you get the lights
you
kid.
just have your pizza menu up there so when the kid's touching it saying oh is this my drawing and you're like yeah son that's your drawing
no.
I laminated
the
it
the braille by numbers you have to touch the spot to know
oh,
what
I'm
color
just,
to paint.
No. Yeah. I'm talking about something different. Like if they just freehanded
oh,
that
just
shit.
It's like they did a bunch of the paint by Braille.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Sure.
They think they got it under control.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Henry on Tanner, you're number five. That I didn't for I forgot immediately.
It was Wisteria.
Said. Oh yeah, I agree. That's a good one. You're number four.
Macaroni and cheese.
Gross.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Why?
I'm going to be on that
you
side.
You know exactly what color that is.
I'm drawing my... I mean, yeah.
You know exactly what color that is.
Depends on the macaroni.
Yeah, how yellow is it?
Sure, mango tango. Depends on what color... Depends on the color of the mango. Is it greenish? Is it more, like, blush red?
Yeah,
is
right.
it
Who
yellow?
Knows?
Yeah,
right.
Fuck you. Macaroni and cheese it is.
My number four is cerulean.
Hey, that one's
cerulean's
really good.
Cerulean's a really good color.
I like it a lot.
I like
it a lot.
I
really like the
like
name cerulean. Yeah, the word cerulean
like
is great.
Like the color?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the ocean, though. And that's where I most picture cerulean.
I like
it's
I don't like. I don't like being in the ocean.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I like looking at the ocean. Yeah, ocean is beautiful.
Especially
like,
the cerulean parts, because the cerulean parts are the parts that you can actually see, like, in the water and what's in it.
I'm just terrified of being out in the there. Wet. Yeah.
In the big wet.
Or over it.
Makes sense. My number four is Wisteria as well.
Nice.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's my favorite, like, Wisteria and white, Wisteria and gray. It's my favorite color combo. It's really good.
I like that purple.
Mm-hmm.
Number three?
Mm-hmm.
Banana Mania.
Horrible. Terrible.
No, it's not good.
It's not good?
No. Bananas are gross.
Yeah, but you know what the color is.
You do.
Not if you're blind, Liz.
Not if you're blind. You don't know anything if you're blind.
Blind kid never eat a banana before. 100%.
The blind kid has never eaten a banana before?
Nope.
Wait.
How are you going to open a banana if you're blind?
Are you telling me you can't close your eyes and open a banana, Steven?
No, I couldn't.
That's because you don't eat bananas.
Next thing you're going to tell me is you're going to close your eyes, you shake that salt shaker right over your mouth, tastes like salt. 100%. Do it.
What?
Okay, sure.
We
didn't say anything.
This no devolved.
Blind. Yeah.
I don't understand.
No blind bananas eaten here.
What if you're doing like a VR and like...
If I'm doing VR, my mouth is closed. There is no contender. 100%. Zero mouth opening. I'm not... That's a horrible situation. If I'm doing VR, I'm alone. Yeah.
You think you're
then
wrong.
Then it would really be upsetting if something entered your mouth.
So yeah. If you're doing VR, are you basically blind? Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's exactly what the blind feel like, being in a VR headset. Never being able to color, not knowing what a Timberwolf is.
Speaking of Timberwolf, my number three is Timberwolf.
Horrible. No one knows what that is. My number three is Sea Green.
Good.
Sea Green? That is so boring.
Boring. You could have even done Sea Foam.
Sea Foam is more. No one knows what foam is. People know what green on it.
It's Seafoam Green, idiot.
Seafoam Green?
Yeah.
Is it actually Seafoam Green? I only saw Sea Green.
I just want to hear you say Seafoam Green without messing it up.
Never. I'll never say it again.
I don't know if it's Seafoam or Seafoam Green, but...
No, I like Sea Green more. I like that pale green, if you know what I mean.
I don't, because I'm blind. Explain it to me.
So, like... No.
Just put it in Braille and I'll understand.
Okay, yeah. I'll just spell it out, and then you'll understand.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Number two?
Correct.
Okay, my number two is Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed!
Tumbleweed for the win!
Tumbleweed's pretty good.
I think Tumbleweed is a fantastic name for a crayon in general. I don't care what color it is. It doesn't have to match. In fact, I think it would be better if it didn't match.
Got blue. Some sort of blue in his tumbleweed.
Some kind of, like, ludicrous color to match with
fucking,
this.
You're just fucking around? Just naming anything you want? Yeah,
you're really
just
fucking with these kids.
You're just horrible.
Black is much closer to brown than blue is.
How dark's the blue? How light's the brown?
Blue is pretty close to brown. You can make brown pretty easy from blue.
You can make black real easy from blue.
You gotta add more colors.
We're talking about making... Yeah, that's how the color wheel works.
You make brown with blue, red, and like, what, a little bit of green? And then...
I was lying more when I said none of my other... I have three. Three in my top five have horrible names. Now that I'm seeing. Jazzberry Jam. It's a banger name. It's a banger
that's
name.
That's awful.
Big fan of Jazzberry Jam. Yeah. Huge fan.
Poor child has no idea what color that is.
They'll never see it coming.
They don't know what mine is either.
You're number two.
Outer space.
That's dog.
What are you talking about? That's all they see.
Yeah, that's the closest. Yeah, actually, apparently blindness, like, they don't see...
It's like fuzzy.
They don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Like, the concept would be, like, looking out of your elbows... That's what they see?
That's what they fucking describe as? Is looking out of your elbows?
What does that mean?
What does like, that fucking mean?
Like, I'm looking into my elbow, or no, my eyes are...
Your eyes are your elbow. Like, what you see out of your elbows is what they see. You know? So
That's such an existential way to describe something.
Yeah, but they don't see what you see when you close your eyes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
They see nothing.
Yeah.
So what you see out of your elbows more aptly describes that.
Sure. It's just a funny way of saying you don't see shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, that's what I assumed. Which is why I've always been curious as to how blind people who have never had vision, because some people go blind, you know, and that's different. People who have never seen anything, how do psychedelics work on their brain?
That'd be really fun to find out.
If you take LSD or mushrooms and you're a blind person who, like, can't see, like, what is going on in your head? Like, that's gotta be...
Why?
Because, like, most of it is just visuals. Yeah. Like, you're still, like, you're not, like, drunk. Like, it doesn't prevent any, like, I don't know, motor skills or anything like that to function that poorly, but, yeah.
That'd be really cool to find out.
I'm sure they've done it. There's no way they haven't. There's no way the Nazis didn't do that to blind Jewish people.
I bet the CIA did it, too.
Probably.
Just, well, they're the same people.
Maybe it just kills blind people, and that's why it's, like, a top-secret thing, probably. Cool. Like, you can't find the information because it's under lock and key because of all the deaths it's caused.
Oh, deaths.
Just literally makes your mind implode.
You're number two. Three.
Two.
Outer space.
Outer space. My number two. Inchworm.
I thought about Inchworm. I liked Inchworm. It wouldn't be number two.
Now,
that's crazy.
It's really good.
Now, if you didn't know
it's really good.
What color it was, never. Stephen.
I still don't know what Inchworm is.
Wait, okay. Then what color do you
what
think
color
this
do you
is?
Think an
it's a pale
is.
Green.
You just said you didn't know what it was. Is that like literally
is
your
that,
first?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a caterpillar.
Yeah. You're
thinking of a caterpillar?
Fuck yeah, bro. Hell yeah, brother.
Sure.
Nailed it.
Sure.
See? This one makes my list. That's
nobody.
Point
calls,
for the blind.
No,
point for the blind. Yeah.
Nobody calls caterpillars inchworms, though. Because you're talking to a fucking child using a crayon. It'll be like inchworm. They're going to be like, fuck yeah.
Green crayon.
Give me the peach color.
All right. Are we ready for the best color?
Yeah.
It's magic mint.
No.
It isn't. I'm sorry.
Mint
sorry
green is... probably top tier color in general.
Mint and Jams is a really good acid jazz album.
Sure. Point taken. I mean, Magic Mint. They also retired it in 2003, so shout out to my homie.
R.I.P. in peace. Pour one out.
R.I.P. in peace.
Pour one out for Magic Mint.
Is Magic Mint also in the movie Magic Mike?
Yeah, it's me. I'm Magic Mint.
It's the blind guy.
Absolutely.
It's the blind dancer.
That would be really
it's
fun.
It's the blind male stripper.
That'd be a really fun profession. You just ask him what all these... Hey, what color's Timberwolf? He got his cock out. Whipping it about. I have no idea, dog. No idea.
I mean, our favorite thing to do with Jace once we found out he was colorblind was, hey, what does that color look like?
It's always fun. It's the first thing you gotta ask someone.
Hey, can you eat out of this container? And what is that color?
What's the color of that container you can't eat out of?
Would that even work, though? Because they're conditioned to say what people told them they were. That's
Jace,
why
Jace,
don't
Jace,
know that they're colorblind.
Jace was pretty forthcoming.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, like I know this is gray because I've been told it is, but to me, that looks like that. And then he'd point to something else that looks different, that we know looks different, but to him, looks the exact same.
Sure, yeah. He's wearing green, thinks it's orange. Yeah.
It was like green gray.
Yeah, it was green gray. It was weird.
I don't know.
Green gray's blues.
Can you imagine?
No. I've got
that's
good,
even worse than being blind.
I've got good color.
I disagree with that strongly.
It's not worse than being blind, but it'd be fucking horrible.
But you know what you're missing.
That's a weird way of putting that. Actually,
like, okay. If you've been able to see and then you go blind, that's one thing. But if you've never been able to see, like, but
sure.
If you're colorblind, you know that you're missing out on something.
Sure. Especially because you can wear those glasses that corrects it.
Yeah, you can wear colorblindness correcting glasses.
That would
you can't wear glasses that make you see.
Unblind? That would fuck me up.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that's what it imagine does getting with people the glasses who are now. Hearing for the first time in forever. That's a
imagine
lot.
Getting the color-seeing glasses for, like, a fucking the mantis shrimp. Can yeah. You just see what they see?
Yeah, it'd be rad. Oh, it'd be rad.
That'd be nuts.
See the whole spectrum. Mm-hmm. See all those gamma rays and shit, too.
Mm-hmm. It'd be trippy.
The IR. Be very cool. And Jontana?
It's very edgy. It's shadow.
You had outer space and a shadow?
Uh-huh.
I absolutely saw a shadow and was like, I'm not touching
that's
that
not
one.
Shadow. That's not shadow.
Shadow.
I was looking up by outer. One? I was looking at the outer space row next to Manatee. Looking for shadow up there.
Nah, what's the outer space with sparkle one? That one? It's like got the sparkles in it. I don't remember what it exactly
I was in
is
a sparkle
called.
Kit. I have no idea.
That was really cool looking. I don't know if it's actually sparkle, but it's like outer space and something.
My numero uno is Purple Mountain's Majesty. I'm a big fan. That is my... It's a go-to purple. If I'm... Never mind. It'd be very specific purple. It's a good purple. I like
it
a lot.
It's
kind
of got like, it's not a light purple, but it's a purple that has almost like that hazy, mm-hmm. hazy cream in it. Like,
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
What'd you say it was called?
Purple Mountain's Majesty. You had it on your list earlier. Yeah.
No, she did.
I had it.
You had it on your list earlier. It's a good purple.
It was a good purple. I would agree. That's it.
Any honorable mentions?
Unmellow yellow.
Unmellow yellow. I can't believe they have unmellow, but they don't have mellow. Yeah. That felt like
I
a
like
very...
It. No,
that
I
was,
like it.
Somebody made a choice there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like
They're
it.
They're like, this is... Sure, that's fun.
Someone
it's
got not... fired, and...
I sent the person who brought me mellow yellow home, and they were like, check this out, boss. And they just put you in front of it, and I'm like, oh my god, you're a genius.
Both of them come in, right? The one guy comes in with the... It's like The Price is Right. He came in with 3,000. Next guy is like 3,001. And you're like, well...
You lost, bud. You got gamed. Sucks to suck. Next week, we're talking about worst jobs. I think this is our first worst.
In a while.
In a minute.
We've had definitely had worst before.
Yeah.
But it's been...
It's been months.
Years. Like, we did a couple worst, like, at the very beginning. I don't think we've done one since, like, the first, like, 15 or 20 that we've done lists.
We haven't done worsts in a long time.
Yeah, when was the last one?
We have overrated movies. That counts. 3?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did one. We did one.
Yeah, one. Get ready for dog shit.
Worst jobs. I'm ready. But we thank you for listening to this episode. If you would like to find more information about us, you can do so at a variety of places on our website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can email us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all thisiswhyyourewrong1. Twitter is still here. Steven was wrong. You can tweet at me at double owls.
You can tweet me at phnov1. I was wrong about a lot of stuff.
Don't contact me.
Deuces.